Welcome to the Time Management Basics Self-Study Program. This program consists of 5 audio recordings, one for each module, plus 54 pages of student notes in PDF format. Also, a copy of my book, Making Time Work for You, also in PDF format. I'm Harold Taylor, developer of the program, and author of Making Time Work for You. The book provided as a reference is the 2008 edition. Hard copy versions of the book are available at our website, taylorintime.com. If you haven't done so already, I recommend you print the notes before listening to this audio program. There is information contained in the notes that I won't be discussing in detail as we go through each module. There is limited space for note-taking in the notes provided, so you may also want to three-hole punch the notes, add a few blank pages at the end of each module, and place it all in a three-ring binder. This can then become your reference tool. You can replay any module at any time. If you have any questions or comments after completing the program, please email me, harold@taylorintime.com. Also, if you want to be advised of any other self-study programs that we develop, please email me as well, asking to be added to the self-study list. This list will be used exclusively for self-study programs, so you won't be receiving many emails, unless, of course, you are also subscribed to one of our biweekly newsletters. This program was developed in the fall of 2007 and tested as a teleseminar series. My son Craig presented the material and added his own perspectives. Based on our experiences, we revised the program slightly and adapted it to the self-study format. Most of the material for this program is from information provided at my public seminars. This is a basic course, not an elementary course. I extracted what I felt to be the time management essentials that you must understand in order to manage your time and your life effectively. If you are a professional organizer, speaker, coach, or corporate trainer, you may be interested in a program that I developed for the National Association of Professional Organizers. It's PO203T, Time Management. Although there is an overlap, the emphasis in the 4-module NAPO course is on transferring those skills to others. Information is available at the NAPO website, napo.net. I will briefly describe the 5 modules included in this Time Management Basics course and the rationale behind each. Module 1 is titled Getting the Important Things Done. This is time management in a nutshell. We left out some of the major time wasters, such as email and stress and life balance, which all merit full hour presentations themselves, and concentrated on the nuts and bolts of getting things done efficiently and effectively. It includes vision, mission statements, personal policies, goals, scheduling, prioritizing, organizing, and the Pareto Principle. We also included the major laws governing the use of time. Module 2 is titled Alleviating the Major Time Problems. After analyzing time problem survey sheets for over 20 years, we have a pretty good idea what the barriers to effective time management are for most people. Procrastination is a big one, and I spend a large chunk of time on this insidious time waster. But I also cover the inability to say no, perfectionism, disorganization, interruptions by others, telephone interruptions, rush jobs, and meetings. Module 3 is titled Managing Email. Email has recently exploded to the point where many people are overwhelmed. They simply can't keep on top of their email and still get their main job done. So we spend the full module covering everything from getting rid of the backlog to dispensing with it efficiently and effectively. Once you have learned to control your email rather than the other way around, your productivity will soar. Module 4 is titled Stress Management. Partly due to the advances of technology, such as email, cell phones, and PDAs, greater demands on our time, and the pressures of rush jobs, the effects of stress are at an all-time high. In this module on stress, we tell you how to identify it, measure it, prevent it, cope with it, and in some cases, live with it. Module 5 is titled Life Balance. Another side effect of the frantic pace and demands on our time is that for most people, life is spinning out of control. How do we keep our work from spilling onto our weekends and disrupting our personal lives? What does balance mean? How do you get it and maintain it? These questions are answered as well as a discussion on multitasking, urgency versus importance, the priority grid, the to-do list grid, and how they relate to life balance. This program is packed with information, so you may want to listen to the audio recordings more than once, or at least take notes during the presentations. Before you start listening to the audio recordings, I recommend you print the notes, look them over, and have the corresponding notes in front of you, if possible, as you listen to each module. This way, you'll be able to jot down any suggestions or ideas at the time that they are presented. Enjoy the program, and I wish you every success in gaining control of your time and your life.